Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Ever since I was a child, I have loved the great outdoors. Let me clarify that. I love doing things in the great outdoors. I remember when I first went to church camp in southern Ohio, and I maybe mustered up one or two letters to my parents while I was gone for a whole week. I was having such a great time, and the week went by just way too fast. I could hardly believe it was Saturday and now camp was over. I remember my parents coming to pick me up. My mom apparently greatly missed me, but instead I came up running to them excitedly saying, "Mom, Dad, can I stay here all summer?" I love camping. I love the outdoors, hiking and biking and swimming and all kinds of water sports, and I still do. In fact, even to this day, vacation isn't vacation to me unless I'm doing something like sightseeing, hiking, and getting a little closer to the rocks and water and trees. I love it. This summer, I got to do two things that I love. I went whitewater rafting, kayaking with my brother and my boys in southwestern Pennsylvania, and then as a family, we went camping and hiking together in southern Illinois in the Shawnee National Forest over Labor Day weekend. One of the things I love about being outdoors is that it gets my mind off my ever-growing daily to-do list, and it helps me bring rest to my body and soul, and more importantly, it points me to my Creator and Savior, where I can get out into the great outdoors and have great little and long talks with Him. The rafting kayaking trip was about 3 or 4 hours on the river, which was awesome. My oldest son, Caleb, was in a kayak with my brother, Kevin, serving as his guide. This was the first time my son had ever gone whitewater rafting before, let alone in a kayak by himself. But don't worry, it was only ones, twos, and threes. It wasn't the big whitewater stuff. While Caleb was learning the ropes of kayaking from my brother, my youngest son, Samuel, and myself were in a thrill seeker, which is like an open kayak raft. It was a lot of fun and way better than those big bloated rafts or a tippy canoe. I was all set and excited to go until the boat launcher, right before we were ready to launch out into the river, he gave me some last-minute water safety tips to refresh me about how to run the rapids, about picking your line, and what do you do if you hit a rock? You have to lean into it. And the most important rule of all, never stand up in the rapids unless, of course, you'd like to come home with a broken leg. All of a sudden, I started wondering why I was doing this in the first place and taking my 7-year-old son with me by myself with no experienced river guide in the boat. But I decided to just choke down my fears and get into the raft and go. As we paddled along, it all started coming back to me, and my heart began to settle down. I could steer this thing, well, mostly. But then the first rapids came, and I can't tell you how glad I was that my brother was going before me, leading the way. I just followed his line, and off we went, mostly without a hitch. Then one rapid after another came, including some twos and threes. I was getting a little tired physically and was wondering if I could keep up this 9-mile whitewater rafting pace. But I just kept going, looking straight ahead and following my brother's path. Then we hit a lull in the river that they called dead water, and we took a break from the rapids. I was thankful for the rest, but then my mind began to think how much rafting is like parenting. My 7-year-old son Samuel, sitting in the front of the boat, didn't have a clue of really what was going on. He was just mostly along for the ride. It was my job to sit next to him and call out from the back, "Paddle left, paddle right, or stop, paddles up." As our rafting adventure continued, we did hit a few rocks, and a couple times panic struck my heart. But my son, he never knew it. I knew that after the trip was over that I had done a decent job paddling down the river. When I asked Samuel what he thought, he said, "It was awesome. I could do this all day long." My thoughts exactly, and I told my brother that I would go back in a heartbeat and maybe even wade into some deeper whitewater stuff as long as he led the way. Even though my rafting adventure reminded me a lot of my job as a parent, the importance of being near and right next to our children all along the way, lovingly calling out to them directions and steering them through the obstacles of life and pointing out to them the clearest paths, it reminded me even more of my loving Heavenly Father, my ever-near Lord and Savior, and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. I was right next to Samuel, and my brother was always close beside Caleb in the kayak. But our Lord is much nearer to us. He not only watches over us and sees all our ways, but He indwells us by His Holy Spirit and to all who have placed their faith alone in Christ. The Lord, by His Spirit, is constantly calling out to us every step of the way to lead us and to guide us if only we have ears to hear and hearts to obey. I love Psalm 139 that says God hems us in with His sovereign ruling presence both behind us, before us, and all around us. The psalmist says, Thou compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? And then also I like Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21, that says, Thine eyes shall see Thy teachers, and Thy ears shall hear a word behind Thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, and when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. I'm so thankful that as believers in Christ, we don't have to raft through this life by ourselves. We have others who have gone before us leading the way, and more importantly, we have the presence of the Holy Spirit who is right here with us, indwelling us, and calling out to us, guiding us, and showing us the way. I'm never alone in this life's journey, or even in this parenting journey. The Lord is right here with us. He is our ever-present Lord and Emmanuel. Years ago, when I was a teenager, I spent a week at Word of Life Camp in Scroon Lake, New York. The camp is on a small island surrounded by a beautiful lake and the stunning scenery of the Adirondack Mountains in the backdrop. It was beautiful. I remember one day wandering out into the inviting forest to have my quiet time there with the Lord. I found a big rock overlooking the lake, and I sat down, opened my Bible and journal book, and began to talk with the Lord. I don't remember how much time passed, but the big trees and the tops of them soon caught my eye, and I began to wonder, why the difference? I saw big, beautiful trees that had branches and evergreen flora all the way up, from the bottom to the top, while other trees had only branches at the bottom and were barren at the top, or others, it was the other way around, the opposite, where the branches, there was none at the bottom, but then suddenly it sprung forth life at the top. I even saw other trees that had nothing at all and were just trees with just brown branches sticking out from them, showing no signs of fruitfulness, yet the trees were still alive. As I thought more about the different types of trees, I began to think of my life, and I asked myself a question to the Lord. Lord, what type of tree am I? A barren tree? No, for I'm a new creature in Christ. Then the other two types of trees I considered. I prayed, Lord, don't let me wait until I'm older to bear fruit, nor stop growing one day and waste my life. I then told the Lord that I didn't know which tree I was like, but I yielded again my heart to Him, and I asked Him to take my life as a sacrifice and mold me into being what He wanted me to be and to show me how He wanted me to live my life every day. And then I saw it, for there before me stood a majestic tall tree that had brought forth fruit all of its days, and I knew that I had found the key. My hope and my prayer I then lifted up to Him, and I said, Father, take me from where I am now, and let me bring forth fruit for You all of my days. For only one old rugged tree could break the bonds of sin and set me free, but now this new tree that I saw standing before me took on the symbol of my life, of all that I ever wanted to be. I wrote down my thoughts in my journal that day and my prayer to the Lord, and then I turned it into a poem that I keep in a frame hanging on my office wall still to this day. It's a constant reminder to me of my excursions out in God's creation under the sun and the great outdoors, and more importantly, it reminds me of those still and quiet moments when the Lord comes near, whispers down deep into my soul, and with just a gentle nudge of His voice, He corrects my course and directs my life. What God showed me back then is what He wants for me this day now. God wants fruit, more fruit, and much more fruit. Yes, I am saved by grace alone, and yes, I am here now to fulfill the good works of my Father that God has ordained for me to do before the creation of the world. God's word tells me that I am here for a purpose. I'm not here for me, but to fulfill God's purpose and His plan for my life, which is always good, which is always right, and the best. It's perfect. But God isn't standing over me with a taskmaster's whip saying, more, more, Katrina, more. No, God comes alongside and gently leads me as my Lord and ever-present guide, saying, turn left, turn right, stop, stay straight, or just wait. The Lord calls out to His people with His still small voice through His word, through His spirit, and through the counsel of godly others, and beckons us to come and rest and just abide in Him. For this is what God's word says, from me is thy fruit found. And this is also what the Lord Jesus was telling His disciples the night before He went to the cross. Jesus said in John 15:4-5, He said, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. And again, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I can't begin to list how many days when I have accomplished nothing in my life. It's not because I wasn't doing something, but because I was going at it on my own strength, trying to lead and go my own way. It led me nowhere and added up to a big zero, a nothing. It's like getting stuck on a rock in the middle of the river. The rapids and the rush of the water is passing you by, and you think you're moving, but you're not. It's just retro motion passing you. You're stuck and are going nowhere. You can prod and push all you want, but nothing is happening. But when we stop and realize that our something is nothing, and then call out to the Lord, God is right there to hear us, to help us, and to get us back on track, following as we abide in him. I wish I had time every day to wander out into the great outdoors and spend time resting both body and soul. But I'm so thankful that every day my Lord bids me to pull off at rest stops in life and calls me to come and spend time resting in him, abiding in him, and coming to him to give me the rest and the direction that I so desperately need each day. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30, these soul comfort words, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, we as believers in Christ have a different view of resting and working than the world does. The world works so that they can rest, but we as believers and followers of Christ, we rest so that we can work and labor for our Lord. As a family, we just came back from our Labor Day camping getaway, and I have to say this, that the first day back to reality and the daily life is always a bit jolting. About halfway through the second day back, I was ready to pack it in and go back to my mountaintop experience in the woods. But before the day was gone, the Lord reminded me twice of a verse found in 1 Corinthians 15:58. The first time, it was in my verses for my quiet time in the morning, and then it came back to me again that night when my youngest son Samuel had a verse he had to memorize for school. You want to guess what that verse was? Yes, it was 1 Corinthians 15:58 that says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This fall is now a new ministry year for Child Evangelism Fellowship. Our ministry calendar for us in CEF begins in September and ends in the summertime in August. So for us, September is like our Happy New Year. What the Lord has in store for us ahead, we do not know for sure, but we do know this, that he will be our ever-present guide as we seek to daily abide in him and take time each day to come and rest in him and be renewed for our daily, divinely willed labor for the Lord. But God isn't just our guide and our God. He is your God and your guide too. As Psalm 48 says, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. The Lord has promised to be with us throughout all of our life and our life's labor, working out his plan, producing in us his fruit as we seek to simply follow his lead and abide daily in him. I want to just encourage you today in both your rest and your labor for the Lord, knowing that it is only by abiding in him that your fruit is found. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord renew your strength today like eagle's wings as you step out to serve him and tell others about him, including the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
In one generation, America has gone from a Judeo-Christian worldview to a post-Christian one to an anti-Christian one. Now is the time to reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Robert Morgan. I invite you to an evening symposium by Child Evangelism Fellowship called Why Children Now? On October 8th at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. For tickets or information, visit cefofillinois.com.